Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, now in its fourth year, the South Carolina Agribiz and Farm Expo gears up later this week at the Florence Civic Center. Mr. Weathers, tell us what we can expect this year.
Well, the theme this year is efficiency and effectiveness on the farm, and a lot of programming around those themes. But I can tell you from here in the Department of Agriculture, staff has been busy getting ready for that to make sure it is an effective meeting for farmers to come to and an efficient use of their time, I guess, picking up on the theme. So, yeah, the fourth year, this expo is growing every year. One of our events is the Commissioner's Breakfast on Thursday morning, and we had to change locations because the trade show is taking us over, so that's a good sign. Good attendance. Attendance is picking up every year. A good start for the year, and as we've said before, just glad to see that the calendar says 2016 and not 2015.
Now, you know, at this expo, there's something for everyone, no matter what type of farmer you are.
You know, you're right, Rhonda. There is something for everybody. We have Youth Day, where we think that over 125 kids will come from all across the state to participate in programming that's going on there. We have something for small farmers getting started. I think Farm Credit does something called Ag Aware, and they'll put on a program. We have a pretty interesting program for the livestock farmers in the area, making biodiesel from crops grown with manure. So that should just about cover the gamut for ag, but I've heard it from a lot of folks that say they can see more people in 3 hours than they would see in 3 weeks of efforts in terms of our vendors. So just that interaction, that floor show, is a pretty effective and efficient use of farmers' time to come to the meeting.
Absolutely. And as you alluded to earlier, there's a couple of special events. One of them is on Wednesday night, and then the other one, of course, is your breakfast, which is on Thursday morning.
You're right. Wednesday night is the Taste of SC. Chef ambassadors from around the state will be there. They're obviously, certified SC-grown products are to be highlighted, but it's just a great interaction. You know, the holidays are over. Now it's a chance to sort of gear back up and see what 2016 is going to have in store. And then Thursday morning is the Commissioner's Breakfast, and that is a fundraising effort for the Commissioner's School for Agriculture. Always pleased at the attendance. I'll speak on behalf of the department and take the time to give my perspective on where we are in agriculture in the state. The attendance there, I think, is sold out, so it's just a great support.
All right. Well, and Commissioner, all of that gets underway on Wednesday of this week. Tell us a little bit about how we can get involved.
Well, if people want to learn just a little bit more, they can go on the website, scagribiz.com/expo.
Commissioner, all of that gets underway on Wednesday at the Civic Center in Florence.
Well, you're right, and if folks want to learn a little bit more of what we've been talking about, they can go to the website of scagribiz.com/expo. Tickets for the expo are still only $5, so it's a great opportunity for a very nominal fee to learn what's going on in South Carolina agriculture.
That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.